Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And we've been joined live in the studio by friend of the show and a man who's about to take the Sydney Comedy Festival by storm and tear it a new one, as he always does, one of the great live performers this country's ever produced. It's Will Anderson. Hello, Will. How are you?
I appreciate it very much. Thank you very much for having me.
We love having you on this program, and we look forward to seeing you strut your stuff on the Enmore May 11th and the Concourse Chatswood May 10th. I'm going to come and I'm going to bring a seven-month-old baby.
Yep.
Are you okay with that? I've got him now.
It's obviously BYOB, my show. You have to bring your own baby. Babies are not supplied by the performer. And as long as they're not my baby,
that's
I'm
right.
Fine.
Exactly. Daddy,
yeah. If I saw a woman in the front row with a seven-month-old baby, I'd be getting very nervous.
I was going to say, the best heckle is a demand for alimony. So, just come to see how many tickets you've sold here, because I'll be having half of that. Thank you very much.
Show's over, folks. You love the stage. I love sometimes when I go to the comedy festivals, and I actually purchase tickets, I ring my mates and go, can I just hang backstage?
Backstage.
Because I find backstage
the best.
So you can look through the wings.
It's why we want to be comedians is to hang out backstage. It's actually that part of it that's what gets most of us into it. So unfortunately, Mick, I've come in here to confess a little. I've made a backstage faux pas injury.
Oh, here we go.
I've done something very wrong. I've done something that is against... like my years in comedy, against the comedy community, against the charter, against the agreement that we all have together, I've crossed the line. I've done something wrong.
Yes.
I don't even feel good. Like, look at the run-up that I've given
to
this.
Get it out. You're dodging it.
Okay. So there's a comedian called Ray O'Leary, who's a new star of the scene from New Zealand, come over to Australia. People would know him from, Have You Been Paying Attention, got the grey suit, the big curly hair, Ray O'Leary.
I know the guy,
Yeah, very funny guy. Very nice guy, Ray O'Leary. Yes. So I'm backstage at a gig as part of the Melbourne Comedy Festival lineup gig, a late night lineup gig. Yeah. And it's fair to say, not the best audience of the entire festival.
Right.
They are giving the act that is on before me, because I believe I'm the next person who's about to go up on stage, and Ray is on the show later on the show. Mm. And they are giving the guy before me nothing. So to kind of offset that, I am playing up to Ray about how terrible this crowd are. I'm like, Ray, this crowd are the worst crowd. There is no one in this country, because I think I'm the person who's about to have to walk on stage and deal with this. So I am like going, they are the worst.
Oh,
you would have to be a miracle worker to get one single laugh, because I think I'm the one. I'm building this up so that I can go out there and then fix it, hopefully.
Sure.
And it's going to be okay with Ray. So it did surprise me when the MC said, please welcome to the stage, Ray O'Leary. After I have literally...
That's horrific.
From his perspective, he has known the whole time he's going up next. So from his perspective, this old, experienced Australian comedian has come down and for 5 minutes before he goes on stage, directly to his face, has just gone, they are the worst. No
one
can get a laugh. Go out there right
What did he say to you afterwards when he came off?
It's fair to say we ran into each other 20 times during the festival, and the first comment was, how's the crowd, Will?
Because comics can be notoriously play mind games backstage.
Yes.
Can I tell you two of the best comments I ever got backstage from other comics, who I won't name it at this occasion. And one of them, when I came off and I thought I'd done pretty well and I've gone okay, I come off, comic stand there, he goes, mate, his true comic goes, mate, I don't care what everyone else says, I thought you were great.
Great.
There's the greatest backhanded compliment. Another one at the comedy club, I come off, and comic about to go and says, how do you think that went? How do you think that went? I said, good. He goes, you got to remember, they're always quiet on a Sunday.
And it was a Saturday.
Don't forget, if you want to get out and about for the Sydney Comedy Festival, you won't do any better than seeing this bloke in his natural habitat live on stage at the Enmore. What a great theatre the Enmore is to
one of the most, I mean, it's always great when you're doing comedy at the same place the Rolling Stones have played.
Yeah. Well, let's have a go at this. I have shared that very stage with Jason Alexander and Russell Crowe.
That's the world's weirdest improv
troupe. I know. I'll tell you all about it after the show. No, it was a fantastic, well, they were two separate evenings, but it was a load of fun. I've got to ask you, Anzac Day tomorrow, what do you do? Do you have history with Anzac Day? What's it mean to you?
Both of my, well, actually, both my grandparents on both sides, both of them, like, served, of course, as all people did around that time of era.
Yep.
And so we used to, like, when I was growing up, definitely used to go to all the dawn services and, like, for years, like, march with granddad's medals after he passed, which was like, awesome. You know, particularly in those small communities, I think it's such a huge event.
And where the RSL is still a very important institution in that community.
And then, of course, the entire area where I'm from, it was all soldier settlement land. So basically what happened after the wars was that land was divided for, like, people to come back and restart the agriculture industry. But for years, obviously, in Sydney, I've been living in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, and, like, my favourite is there's a couple of blokes, like, down the eastern beaches, particularly sort of Bondi, Coogee, Clovelly way, who literally are only staying alive so they can play two up on Anzac Day. Like, it is literally the only reason.
It's, like, one of the great perks. Like, it really is.
Like, lining up like Taylor Swift tickets. They are just like the first people outside the RE ready to play their two up for the day. And I just love, I think that there should be more of this, honestly, that, like, one day a year to commemorate an occasion, one law doesn't apply. Like, can we not extend that out on, like, Easter, you can just park wherever you want? Or, like, Labor Day in New South Wales, I don't know, experiment with drugs. Like, just one day per year. I'm not saying bring it in completely, but to commemorate.
You won't be charged.
Yeah, just on that day.
That particular day.
It's Labor Day. Come on, guys. It's Labor Day.
It will be great. Make sure you go out there, have a look at the march. Not enough floats.
There you go.
They are fantastic, and it's an incredible part of commemorating. Very important.
That's what it is. It is commemorating. Have you been to Gallipoli?
I went to, me and MG both went there. Were fortunate to go for the 100-year anniversary at Gallipoli. A moving experience, and to be there was quite eerie, and an experience I'll never forget. And entertained the troops a couple of times, so done a bit of work in Afghanistan.
But that was the Taliban you were doing, wasn't it? You said they were great. You said they were a great crowd.
They need a laugh.
You can say whatever you want to them.
They need a I've always said this. I came back and said, if I ever get married, it'll be an ISIS bride because I seem quite progressive.
You know what?
I'm a bit of a forward thinker.
That is the thing about you.
I'm a bit of a catch.
I did a great gig to the Taliban, but it was ruined because one of them brought a baby. And the baby would not shut up for this entire gig.
Take that baby out. Well, hopefully there'll be no babies in the front row at the Enmore Theatre or the Concourse Chatswood where this bloke struts his stuff. Thanks again, Will Anderson.
My pleasure.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.